Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Jimmy Fallon made fun of President Biden putting Kamala Harris in charge of the border crisis, saying it's similar to how Trump put Pence in charge of handling the pandemic. It's like a middle school principal telling the vice principal, "I'll stay here while you chaperone the field trip to the Glass Museum." Fallon also weighed in on New York State legalizing marijuana, saying, "You'll know when weed is legal when tourists are walking behind New Yorkers being like, let's go, let's go." And soon you'll see a guy on the street be like, "Hey, you took my parking spot. Enjoy it, friend." Gary Goldman tweets, "My favorite video game growing up was trying to stop a digital stopwatch at 1.00 seconds. Yeah, been there, done that. Chris Garcia says, "Having a baby is a lot like stand-up comedy. I love it more than anything, and it's destroying my life." Dave Wade at Dave Wade Comedy says he's spending his $1,400 stimulus check on your mom. Mark Norman says wearing a mask in Texas feels like wearing a helmet at a skate park. You got to decide what's worse, risking your health or being called a pussy. Conan O'Brien says birds are in for a rude awakening in 4 months when we all stop filling our feeders. That one cracked me up because, yeah, I've been on a bird feeder kick, and he's right, isn't he? Conan had a bunch of other tweets. Here's one. "Surprised a raccoon in my garage this morning, and now he's telling his friends he made a human run into a wall." That's good. Conan would like to see a meal service where instead of sending me ingredients, they make the meal and they serve it to me at their place of business. Conan again, "One thing I'm going to miss about the pandemic is that it finally felt normal to eat takeout in my car while crying." And finally from Conan, "President Biden just announced by the end of 2022, every American adult who wants one will have access to a PlayStation 5. You know, I love me some Star Wars. I am psyched for the Obi-Wan Kenobi show coming to Disney Plus. They announced their cast. One of the cast members will be Kumail Nanjiani. No details on who he will play. Ewan McGregor returns to the role of Obi-Wan Kenobi, in case you're curious. Hayden Christensen will be back as Darth Vader. That should be interesting. Plus, Kumail Nanjiani, so I'll get to talk about it on this podcast. Pete Holmes has a new gig. Remember I told you CBS was making a sitcom about a professional bowler? Well, comedian Pete Holmes will star as an aspiring Midwestern professional bowler in untitled CBS comedy. Not knowing anything other than it's about a bowler from the Midwest, I think Pete Holmes is perfectly cast in that role. Pete's a good guy, and I like his stuff, so I will watch that. It's one of three new pilots CBS has ordered this year. One of those is a comedy project from Sarah Cooper. You know Sarah, she used to pantomime to Donald Trump videos on TikTok, but now she's, of course, a CBS sitcom writer. It's a single cam project based on her book, How to Be Successful Without Hurting Man's Feelings. And the third CBS pilot is an adaptation of the 1994 film True Lies. Remember that one? Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jamie Lee Curtis, Tom Arnold. I haven't seen that in years. That was a good film, right? But for some reason, that will be a TV show. From the SF Gate, the headline, SF comedian flyers city with hotline number for white people who don't have black friends. Each flyer features a Google Voice number as well as logos that look like those of BET and Comedy Central, with slight differences to avoid copyright infringement. Comedian Kasim Bentley says a lot of people have called in saying people don't really follow your average man. They're looking for figureheads or people they feel are martyrs or corporations, something that's bigger than them. So I use popular logos to draw people in. He says of San Francisco, what's interesting is you can tell when someone has been here for less than 5 years. They seem extremely lost and guilty. Some of them act like they've been duped because they came here with this notion that San Francisco is this metropolitan city. One person said they thought San Francisco was going to be a true melting pot, but it's a melting pot of milk. Lisa Lampanelli, who's good people and a friend of mine, spoke to the Daily Beast. Lisa walked away from comedy a few years ago. She told the Daily Beast, "It's weird, I think, to walk away from anything that you feel you had a calling for. I don't ever think I was a comic. I think I was just somebody trying to connect any way I could, and I happen to be funny, so hey, let's try this." We just want to fill that hole. And you know, once that thing stops filling the hole and you feel like you're filling the hole in your soul or your heart with life, then you don't have to do something that doesn't bring you that much joy anymore. I started noticing that every time I'd have a show, I'd be like, "Oh yeah, I have a show." And I was like, you have to start noticing if there's no joy, because the audience might start to see that. So get out before you hate it. I did the same thing with two marriages. I do it now with other pursuits or friends. you get out before you hate it, and then there's honor to it. So it wasn't really a breaking point. It was more just noticing. Probably the first 28 years of comedy were so joyful because the first time, it was like the first time I ate Betty Crocker chocolate frosting right out of the can. You know what I mean? It felt just like that. And then I turned into this insult comic, which was super badass because no women were doing that. And I was like, oh, this is awesome. But after 28 years, I felt like I did everything a comic needs to do, which is sell out Radio City, Carnegie Hall, nominated for Grammys, but it still didn't feel the whole. That's compassion and acceptance and self-love and connection with people and things. But you know, it's like 28 good effing years that you feel like, yeah, I'm into this. That's a pretty good career. That's most people's lives. From the Sports Rush, Hasan Minhaj told a story to Jimmy Fallon about Michael Jordan. Hasan said, I just see him and I sprint towards Mike. I could just replay all the commercials in my head, like Nike, Wheaties, Hanes. I'm reaching out for a high five and he sees me. And then he nods to a security guard. And a security guard grabs me by the neck, lifts me up, and boom, body slams me into the ground, and the whole casino stops. Michael Jordan just walked off into the night. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Charge those batteries. Don't forget to vote. I need your help. Who is comedy's top dog? Is it Dave Chappelle? Or is it Richard Pryor? Go to Instagram at Daily Comedy News. Find the little graphic that says Top Dog and has a picture of Dave Chappelle and Richard Pryor. You guys vote. You leave hilarious comments. I read them on the podcast. That's how that works at Instagram at Daily Comedy News. Doc Severinsen spoke to the New York Times. I realize not everybody is ancient like me. Doc Severinsen was the band leader on Johnny Carson's Tonight Show for years. I can't believe I have to explain who Doc Severinsen is. The Times said Carson had a behind-the-scenes reputation, even among people who work for him, for being enigmatic or elusive. Was that your experience with him? Doc said, well, the only person who can answer that is Johnny. He knows if he's thinking in his mind about some friend who's passed away or a secret desire he has to do, or I wish I had a hamburger for lunch. But he was an extremely bright man. He was friends with Carl Sagan, and he used to love to get together with him and talk about the universe. I'd go out with Johnny on his boat. We're sitting there looking up at night, and he's explaining how the whole thing works. There's a lot more to him than he ever let on. So the Times said, you felt you saw a side of him that he didn't necessarily share with others. Doc Severinsen said, I did, and I can tell you right now, I ain't going to talk about it. Us guys, sometimes when we have a real pain, I wish I hadn't done that, or I wouldn't have done that, you don't get the whole thing. It's a fascinating interview where Doc just won't talk about Johnny Carson. Johnny passed away, I think, in 2005. I don't know why. It's weird. Read it. And you could just hear the answers that I just read from Doc, where he didn't really say anything. Again, you know, did you see a side of Johnny he didn't share with others? I did, and I can tell you right now, I ain't going to talk about it. Okay. If you were looking forward to a spinoff from Superstore, bad news for you. Bo and Cheyenne was a spinoff that would have focused on Johnny Pemberton and Nicole Sakura's characters from the Mothership series. It is not moving forward. Unfortunately, NBC notified us that they're not going forward with the Superstore spinoff. So we'll just have to live in our hearts and on my hard drive. And that is your comedy news for today. You can follow the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your shows. If you like what I do, you know what this sound is. That's an iced coffee. This, as usual, is a large iced coffee with milk and caramel from the National Donuts chain. So if you like what I do here and you'd like to support the show, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. And submit $5 and I'll buy a coffee with it. Thank you very much in advance. And I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring. Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.